our art. A tree that the branches are bent towards the ground. And may know for Gavom and art slosha tvachim metaplan tap. If the branches are no less than 3 tvachim above the ground, you're allowed to move objects underneath the tree. And since the branches reach to within 3 tvachim of the ground, the principle of lover would apply that says that at this, the space between the branches and the tree is filled in. So in that case, the branches would act as a mechitza, and the area underneath the tree would be regarded as a reshus hayachid, but only if you tie the branches together in such a way that it does not sway in the wind. As if the branches sway in the wind, it would not be regarded as a mechitza, and if there is a space of 3 tefachim or more between the branches, that space has to be filled in. Once it's filled in, then even if there are spaces that are less than 3 tefachim between the branches, we would use the principle of lover, and it would be as if the space between the branches is filled in. Now that which the area underneath the tree is regarded as a reshus hayachid, and you're allowed to move objects underneath the tree, that's only if the area underneath the tree is less than the size of a base of sign, which is 100 amos by 50 amos. But if the area underneath the tree is bigger than a base of sign, then you would not be allowed to move objects underneath the tree. And since the area underneath the tree is not a habitable area, people don't live in that area, so an area that's bigger than 100 amos by 50 amos would not be regarded as a reshus hayachid, and you would not be allowed to move objects underneath the tree. This is an iser min rabbanan. As min haTorah, any area that is fenced off is regarded as a reshus hayachid, no matter how large the area is. However, min rabbanan, if you have an area that's more than 100 amos by 50 amos, and it's not fenced off for the purpose of living there, you would not be allowed to move objects within the fenced off area. Shrashav gavoim min haaretz shlosha tefachim lo yeshiv aleihem. If there are roots of a tree that's higher than 3 tefachim, you would not be allowed to sit on those roots. And the roots of the tree would have the same din as the tree itself, since it's more than 3 tefachim above the ground. And you're not allowed to move or sit on a tree on Shabbos. And the Rabbanan said you can't make any usage from a tree, lest you end up cutting off a branch from the tree, which is also on Shabbos. So therefore, if the roots are more than 3 tefachim above the ground, you would not be allowed to make any usage of those roots. But if the roots were less than 3 tefachim from the ground, it would not have the same din as the tree. Instead, it would be the same as the ground, and you would be allowed to sit on the roots, since it's less than 3 tefachim high. Hadela sheva muksa, v'chadokin sheva pirtza, u'machad tzolot. Ein olam behem, elem ken gavoin min ha'aretz. A door for a backyard, that the door is not hinged on, instead it's just pushed up against the entrance wall. And when you want to remove the door, you simply take it off and put it on the ground. And bunches of thorns that are used to fill up a breach in a fence, or mats that are used to fill up a breach in the fence, you're not allowed to fill up the breach with the thorns or the mats on Shabbat, and you're not allowed to push up the door against the entranceway on Shabbat, unless it is suspended in the air. Meaning to say, unless the door or the thorns or the mats were hinged on, so when you take them off, they are suspended in the air. In such a case, you would be allowed to open and close the entranceway on Shabbat. However, if they are not suspended in the air, they're not hinged on. Instead, when you want to remove the door, you simply put it on the ground. Or when you want to remove the thorns or the mats, you put it on the ground. If you fill up the breach with the thorns or the mats, or you push up the door against the entranceway, that would be tantamount to building. It looks like binyan on Shabbos, which is awesome. And since it is not suspended with hinges, it just pushed up against the opening, that is the same as binyan, as building on Shabbos, which is forbidden.
A person may not stand in a reshus hayachid and stick his hand into a reshus harab, and take a key from the place where it is in the reshus harab, and open the door in the reshus harab. And even though from the place where the key is until the keyhole is less than 4 amos, so you're not transferring an object 4 amos in reshus harabim, but we're afraid that you might end up pulling the key towards you, and since you're standing in reshus hayachid, you would be transferring the key from a reshus harabim to a reshus hayachid. Be reshus harabim, be yiftach be reshus hayachid. And so too, a person may not stand in a reshus harabim and stick his hand into a reshus hayachid and open a door in the reshus hayachid, Elim Kenasa Mechita Kavoa Asorit Fachim Dibre Rabbi Meir. It would only be permitted to stand in a Rishus HaRabim and stick your hand into a Rishus HaYachid to open a door in the Rishus HaYachid if you made a mechitza around the place that you're standing that is 10 tefachim high. And since you made a mechitza around the place that you're standing, so now you're also standing in a Rishus HaYachid, so then it would be permitted to stick your hand into the Rishus HaYachid to open the door. And that way, even if you bring the key towards you, you would be transferring the key from a Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid, which is permitted.
Amru lo, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Meir, Ma'isa b'shuk shal patamim shahaya b'Yerushalayim. It was a story in the marketplace of the butcher that was in Yerushalayim. Shahaya no'alin umanichin et amateh b'chalon shahagabi apetha. They would lock the door and put the key in a window above the entranceway. And the window above the entranceway was a Rishus HaYachid. And they were standing in a karmelis. And Yerushalayim has a din of a karmelis. And even though it was surrounded by walls, since no Erev was made, it had the same din as a karmelis. And even though they were standing in a karmelis, they were locking the door and placing the key in a Rishus HaYachid. And this disproved the thesis of Rabbi Meir. They're not allowed to stand in a Rishus HaRabim and lock a door that's in a Rishus HaYachid. Now, even though we're talking about a case of a karmelis, which is more lenient than standing in a Rishus HaRabim, however, the Rabbanan understood that Rabbi Meir would forbid even standing in a karmelis and locking a door that's in a Rishus HaYachid. So therefore, they said that Rabbi Meir could not be right because we find that in Yerushalayim, they would stand in a karmelis and lock up a door and place the key in a Rishus HaYachid. Rabbi Yossi Aymer Suk Shel Tzamarim Hayu. Rabbi Yossi says the story that happened was not in the marketplace of the butcher. Instead, it was in the marketplace of the wool merchant. Rabbi Yossi agrees with the Chacham. Just he disagrees with one aspect of the story. According to Rabbi Yossi, the story happened in the market of the wool merchant.